On the line with us right now, State Representative Katrina Shanklin. The budget passed. Many expected it would pass along party lines, but the big surprise is that you and several other Democrats put together a bunch of amendments, but really never brought them forward or debated them. What happened down there today?
Sure. Well, we decided that this budget is irredeemable, and with Republicans waiting until the last minute to introduce their budget amendments last night and this morning, they had made the budget even worse. And we decided that the people's voice, the voice of families all across Wisconsin, needed to be reflected in this budget. And because this budget is so bad, there was no way that we could even redeem it. So unfortunately, we have to, you know, travel around the state and let people know just how extreme this budget is. And that starts with the opportunity to expand Badger Care to ensure 85,000 more people while saving taxpayers over $100 million. I mean, that's one thing that doesn't even make fiscal sense that Republicans refused to accept and to acknowledge. And I just think that reflects the extremism that's in the legislature right now. It's almost as if, you know, it's political theater as opposed to a deliberative body. And that's really unfortunate to see.
One thing I've noticed as an observer, you're either way over here or way over there. There's really not much in the middle in this budget negotiation. So as you move this package to the Senate and you go around the state, as you were talking about, to try to let people know what you feel is wrong with it, what has to happen to get the Senate to make the corrections that you'd like to see?
See, I think you made a really good point that this budget is very extreme. I actually want to thank three Republicans who voted with the Democrats on this budget because of how extreme it was, and that includes Rep. Nass, Rep. Mark Klein, and Rep. Castell. And I think they recognize that there is too much policy in this budget to be votable, and that, unfortunately, you know, the people of Wisconsin's voices were not being fully represented in this budget. And I think the Senate is going to have to deliberate a long time tomorrow. I think they really need to come to terms with this voucher expansion. That's giving people on both sides of the aisle heartburn because it could raise our taxes by $1.9 billion every year. And I think a lot of people are realizing, you know, this budget increases property taxes. This budget increases our structural deficit by $550 million. This budget allows for bail bondsmen, bounty hunters in our state. This budget limits the liability of little children who are poisoned by lead-based paint companies, basically. So there's a lot of things that, you know, both Republicans and Democrats have had issues with. And I think, you know, that reflected the three votes of the three Republicans who voted against this budget. And I think we're going to find more than just one Republican who also has issues with it in the Senate. And that means that we do have a tremendous opportunity in the Senate to work together and find some common ground and take the extreme policy out of the budget and debate it on its own merits with a public hearing. And I think that's really what Wisconsin has had a tradition of being able to do, and that's really incumbent on the Senate to do tomorrow.
As long as I can remember, both parties have been guilty of putting policy into the budget. Do you think we can ever get to the point where policy issues are kept separate?
I think that the people of Wisconsin want that and always have. I know every year someone introduces a budget bill that, I shouldn't say budget bill, but a bill that would limit one's ability to have policy in the budget and that would allow for a legislative process to take it out. And I actually signed on to that bill this year because I believe truly that independents, Democrats, Republicans, progressives, anyone on any side of the aisle doesn't want to see that kind of policy in a budget that's supposed to be just fiscally based. So I think in the future, I sure hope members of both parties learn from that mistake. I think people of Wisconsin expect more from the legislative body.
The Senate will take up this package as early as tomorrow. I imagine you're going to start planning some appearances to get the word out. Have you made any arrangements yet?
Sure. I will be around Central Wisconsin actually today and tomorrow to speak with anyone who wants to about this budget and the extreme policies within it, how it raises our taxes, and how it unfortunately doesn't reflect Wisconsin values. And I'm really looking forward to continuing talking with everyone who's interested about what this budget does and doesn't do for the people of Wisconsin. I want to make myself as available as possible as their elected representative.
And just as a reminder for those listening, how do they reach you?
So they can reach me at my Capitol office at 608-267-9649, or they can email me at rep.shankland@legis.wisconsin.gov, and I'm also on Facebook, Rep. Katrina Shankland. I'm always happy to answer questions on there as well.
State Representative Katrina Shankland joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.